Peter Kobolstad is a longtime journalist who has reported on environmental issues, politics, and more for places like Climate Wire, the McClatchy Washington Bureau, Anchorage Daily, and even our very own Idaho Statesman, where she was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for her work in breaking news. Well, now she has added author to her resume with her debut novel, Windfall, The Prairie Woman Who Lost Her Way and the Great-Granddaughter Who Found Her. It's a memoir set on the prairies of North Dakota that explores family history, the effects of the oil industry on the West, and the possible consequences of inheritance. Erica is joining us now to talk more. Erica, really nice to have you on the program.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So you started writing this book about a decade ago, and at that time, there was not as much public knowledge about climate change and its impacts, which, of course, has since increased. Did the growing awareness of the climate crisis affect the writing of your book at all?
It definitely did. When I first started the project in 2013, it was one of those things that, you know, I went to North Dakota and I fully understood what was happening there. But I don't think that the audiences I wrote for really quite understood it in a way that that they do now. And, you know, my first day in North Dakota, I could almost literally see climate change happening in front of me. I think it was the first time I ever saw it happening in front of me, which was in the form of all of the flares, the methane flares from the oil wells across the prairie. And when you see that at night, especially when you see all these kind of like candle looking structures across the prairie, you really see climate change happening right in front of you. There it is, these invisible greenhouse gases that normally we can't see. And at night in the oil fields of North Dakota and Texas, Wyoming, Colorado, you can see climate change happening in front of you.
So for folks who haven't read the book, give us a quick premise of the book and how this took you to North Dakota and on this journey about your great grandmother.
In 2009, my mother inherited some mineral rights in North Dakota, and that's the ability for a oil company to drill beneath the earth. No one in my family owned the property anymore, but we did own the mineral rights beneath the earth of this property that my great-grandmother Anna homesteaded in the early 1900s. And at the time, I was writing about climate change, environmental issues, and I was also deeply curious about this woman, Anna, who I'd only really heard family whispers about. And it took a couple of years after my mother died, and I decided to go to North Dakota and find out what was going on with the oil boom in North Dakota and how it was connected to this inheritance of mineral rights that my mother had received and that she'd passed on to my sister and to me.
And here you were, right, in 2022 when your book is published, and all of a sudden it's like this Homestead Act of 1862 and climate change kind of come crashing together. I mean, did you, when you were writing the book or when you were doing this research, did you have any idea that the two would be so interconnected?
It's so strange because I kind of did. When I first began the book, I could see how this land that she, my great-grandmother, had homesteaded in the early 1900s, I could see the connections. Here is how my family had a direct connection to what was happening on the ground there with drilling, with fracking, but also with, you know, the flares that you could see in the atmosphere. And so I always kind of had that sense that I could connect that initial claim for land in the early 1900s to the, you know, present day happenings. And that is really what's at the heart of the book, is the search for that connective thread, as well as the story of what happened to my great-grandmother, Anna.
And before I let you go, you actually have an event coming up at Rediscovered Books in Boise, correct?
I do. Saturday morning. Yes.
And I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about your memoir. And of course, we will link more information about your event in Boise this coming weekend. Erica, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Absolutely. We've been talking with journalist and author Erica Kobolstad about her debut novel, a memoir called Windfall. Her event will be at Rediscovered Books in downtown Boise Saturday morning. We will be sure to put information on our website. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to LifeKit from NPR.